Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Good.
We're waiting for a couple of people.
Okay.
Because, well, I had to send a couple of reminders, but there's some surprises in the works from what I was told, so I'll find out in a minute via text.
Okay.
If it's going to happen, I'll let everybody know. But for right now, we're going to have Annie from the American Soldier Network, Rusty's wife, Kale.
Okay.
And then Hermes is supposed to call. And then a couple other things. But there was a lot of questions, and I got a lot of emails on the last one. So if anything, we'll save that for Thursday.
Okay. Well, that's why I sent you a thing. So this way, you know, when you get a minute, it'll give you an opportunity to check it out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, you know, it can go from there.
Absolutely. So.
Are you having fun unmuting me?
You know,
yeah.
He's done that to me before. You know, we are his favorites. Go figure.
I'm like, he has muted, unmuted, muted. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, basically because there's a little issue going with a few things here, but right now I got a handle on it.
That doesn't sound good.
We'll be all right.
Okay.
And then, like I was talking, I don't know if you heard me. I was going to call in with Annie from the American Soldier Network. And then, damn it. She said,
what are you watching?
That kind of sounded like, do you do
that? It's not a report music.
That's my phone. What happened was, because K.O.'s texting me and driving at the same time.
Ah.
Sorry.
Nora's wicked sick.
Yeah.
Send
really?
Her flowers and candy, everybody.
Yes, please. I like Reese Cups and Fannie Mae candy.
Yeah. Fannie Mae. No kidding. Now, there's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah,
see it at some point. Sorry.
Yeah, I plan on hitting up Fannie Mae when I get back there.
Oh, I love their mint meltaways and their turtles. Oh, my God, and their fudge.
Nora.
Yeah.
Nora.
Sorry.
Do you get the chocolate Charlie there in Illinois? Because I know they make it in South Bend and it comes out on the holidays. Do you guys get that over there?
I don't know.
No, it's from a local chocolate company that sits right there in South Bend, Indiana. And when I lived there, it was all the rave. It is every year during the holidays. They make this concoction in a box, which is chocolate peanuts, marshmallow, and there's something else. I forget what it is. And they just kind of like fill the box, and you take it home, and you slap it on the table, and it breaks, you know?
Right.
But it's pretty good stuff. A slop in a box.
Well, hey, if you can get a hold of some when you're
there. I might be able to when I don't know if they'll have it, but Sandy, my friend there, said that usually if you go right to the factory, they still have,
right.
You know, they sell it all year. You just can't find it in the stores because they have
right.
it everywhere. But I'll pick you up a box.
That would be awesome because I don't mind throwing stuff on my counter and break it up.
Yeah, it's been, you know, when I first moved, they were seeing these commercials, chocolate Charlie, and I'm like, what is it, like something from the Wonka factory? What the hell is this Charlie shit? And I finally saw a box at one of the local markets, and I brought it home, and I was like, this is what it's all about. So
I've never heard of it. The only chocolate that I know of around here that is, like, the best is Fannie Mae.
We used to have Fannie Farmer here. But, God, Fannie Farmer here has been closed for at least 20 years. My mother used to take us there for ice cream, too, because they had ice
right.
cream in the time. But, yeah, we haven't seen Fannie Farmer in these pots in, like, forever. Sometimes
I'll have to turn you on to some of that. You're going to be, like, in heaven. I mean, I already know, but little tiny bits.
Oh. Wait, look. This is a conversation for somewhere else.
Well, excuse us. We talked chocolate. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're expecting some calls.
Right. But what I was saying, what I started to say before the phone went off, was the fact that what the fuck.
Is that karma? Karma coming back around real quick.
He's not gonna get a break. Poor guy.
Nope.
Now I got a instead of going through the file looking for the text, it has the phone number. Now I'm getting text for the phone number.
Turn the volume down, maybe. I don't know. Put it on vibrate. Oh. Okay. So. Back to the point at hand, you received a text message, and
we're waiting for two ladies to call, and one lady might have someone with her that I know you two would love to talk to, and if that pans
okay.
out, we'll go that route, and if just telling you that now, you should know who that is.
If my thoughts are going across my mind,
You have those?
Yeah, let's hope I don't do what I did the last time and just freeze up.
Yeah, so we'll go with that for now. So I retexted
okay.
the phone number. I retexted the phone number and we'll see what happens. But everybody was you know, all day long I get all this traffic, and then it goes by one way and down by the other. Let me see who this is. Hello, the caller on Skype. Did you want to talk or did you just want to listen?
This is Annie Nelson with the American Soldier Network.
Well, hello, Annie. We're waiting for
Hi.
We're waiting for your counterpart. I just sent her a phone number again.
I was actually got on the website to look it up because I dialed the wrong number at first.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. But she's going to call here in a minute, and then.
No worries. Keep talking with the gentleman you were talking with.
No, that was two ladies. Don't get me in trouble now.
Now one of us, me, just has a deep voice, but female. At least the last time I looked.
Oh, no, I thought I heard him talking. I didn't think I heard you talk yet.
Oh, okay. That works.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
That's okay. So, we did a show last week on missing children being snatched or whatever in the different aspects of things. And we were going to continue it tonight until I got a text earlier today, so I kind of like changed gears a little bit with today's show, but only because I believe in this, and being a Marine myself, so.
Oh, thank you.
My partner and I. He's unavailable today. His wife had an operation, but. He sends his. I called him and talked to him, and he said hello, and he hopes to talk to you soon in the future, and maybe we'll see you at that party at Illusion.
You will see me then.
And I also, we have, I picked up out of San Diego, actually National City, we've got, they've got some boxes down at Sweetwater Harley.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, we talked to, I talked to Fran, and Fran's kind of down that way, and she talked to Mariana, and they're collecting shoes. And then a Bait 6 out of San Diego. They're doing some collecting. Pastor Z's doing some. Bill's got some bags and boxes already at his shop, and I stopped there the other day, and he went to show me that somebody brought in two new pairs of boots.
Holy cow. We got a text message this morning that Victorville Harley-Davidson had two pallets of shoes that needed to be picked up. They didn't have room for the new ones, all the other shoes that were coming in. So we've got our buddy out there ran in to pick them up so they had room for more.
Yeah, I just in fact I went through there Friday and yesterday because I was out of town, but everybody's getting on board with it. But if you get back to Bill, he goes, hey, let me show you these boots. So we walk over to the boxes and he starts digging through the boxes. Somebody stole the boots.
No way, that's awesome.
Yeah, somebody stole both pairs of boots out of the box. They dropped off some stuff and left with some stuff.
And Bill said they needed it more than we did.
Yeah, that's what I told Bill. Well, maybe they needed it more than you know we did. So
exactly.
We'll see what happens with that. But I'm still waiting for. She's actually driving the van. She said it was kind of noisy, so she's probably looking for some place that's quiet right now so she can call. But tell us a little about, while she's getting here, but while we'll wait for her, give everybody a little background on what's going on and what we're talking
on
about.
We are actually talking about American Soldier Network, which is a nonprofit organization that supports all veterans of all eras. It all started since you were a Marine. I might as well tell you how we got started. And I started with three pen pals that were Marines from Camp Pendleton, ironically enough. So thank you for your service. And to anyone that happens to be listening who has ever worn our uniform, thank you very much for your service. Whether you were in wartime or in peacetime, it doesn't matter. We thank everybody because without any of you, we would not be here. We would not be able to enjoy the freedoms that we have. So thanks, everybody that's ever served. But I had three pen pals back that were deployed in Iraq, and I was an only child, and my dad, when he was drafted, was too tall to serve, believe it or not. So he always regretted that. He always wanted to serve and was never able to. So I grew up with a very patriotic family but never knew anything about what it was like to be in the military. And so after 9/11 happened, I wanted to do something but wasn't quite sure how to give back to our troops, because if you've never been around a military family or know what it's like to be in that situation, you really don't know how to give back. And so I just started pen-palling three guys that happened to be from Illinois, which is where I grew up. And they were deployed, and two were
in Illinois, because I'll be there next week. I'm from Chicago.
Oh, really? My dad was from Rockford. My mom is from a little town called Manunk, which is down by the Bloomington area, and I grew up in Palatine. I was born in Minnesota, and then we went back to the Chicago area, and I lived in Palatine before we came to California. All my family are still back in the Midwest. So then I came out here to the West Coast. But I love Chicago. But anyway, they were in the battle in Iraq, and Jesse, Tyler, and Adam. And the one that I heard from the most was Jesse, and we became really good pen pal friends. And he, Adam, and Ty were in the Marine Corps and developed a really, really, really cool friendship. And Adam and Jesse were cousins, and Tyler was a buddy of theirs. They all grew up together in Low Point, Illinois, which is down by Peoria, Metamora area. And they were doing their thing, and I would set my alarm, and we would instant message each other, and I'd send letters, and they'd send letters, and Jesse's letters were amazing, and I'd send packages, and it just kind of snowballed. All my friends, my family, my church, everybody just kind of they called them my three, and I had these dog tags of theirs, and I'd wear them, and all my friends would be able to say, like, how are your three? How are your three? And everybody kind of chipped in, and everybody started sending them stuff. And then in December 22nd of 04, I was notified that Jesse and Tyler were sitting back-to-back in a caravan, and they were hit by a suicide bomber. And at first I was told that Tyler was in Germany in really bad shape and that Jesse didn't make it. And I had never met him in person, but for so long he was kind of my everything. Those guys were like my extracurricular activity. That was all my energy went to them, and I didn't really know how to process that because I hadn't met him. But now all of a sudden I had to find where to put that time and that energy. And so I bundled up my letters and I sent them to his folks with a thank you letter. And I didn't hear back from them right away. And so we had Christmas and we had New Year's. And then after New Year's, my cell phone rang and there was a woman on the other end of the phone who wasn't real warm and friendly at first. She said, Annie, this is Paula, Jesse's mom. And me being a Midwest girl and I'm an only child without any brothers or sisters, I was kind of excited and I tend to be a big dork. And so I just said, oh my gosh, hi, how are you? And I got all fired up. And she said, well, I'm at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas. Jesse survived that blast. He just woke up from his coma. He's facing double amputation. He's burned over 80% of his body. And he's asking for his pen pal. Will you come? And so I went and met our men and women that were at BAMC, which is Brooke Army Medical Center, and became even closer friends with that family. And the family is amazing. And to this day, they are what I consider family. I mean, I couldn't be any closer. And got to know our men and women better than I ever thought I would, and got totally... The joke is that I'm the civilian entrenched with our troops here at home, and that's how the American Soldier Network was born. And so Jesse is amazing, and he is a single-leg amputee below the knee. He was married 2 years ago. It is his anniversary today, matter of fact, so happy anniversary, Jesse and Tiffany. And they have a little boy, Archer, and they have another son and daughter that Jesse adopted. And so the five of them live in Illinois and are doing amazing. And through our friendship and our pen pal relationship, the entire nonprofit was born and established. So out of one letter, an entire nonprofit organization was born, and that's what we're collecting shoes for. And the shoe drive is actually a campaign that does three things. It helps the environment. It raises shoes for impoverished people that are a whole world away, and it raises money for our troops that we have a campaign that Christmas we take gifts to our combat and wounded and combat injured down at the Balboa Naval Hospital, and then we also take them to the Wounded Warrior Battalion at Camp Pendleton every year. It's our seventh year doing this. And so the monies that we raise from the shoe drive will go into that specific project that we work on every year. And the shoes actually go to a company down in Florida, Funds to Orgs, and they take the shoes, and those shoes are actually sent to third world countries, and they're refurbished. And then they get given to people that don't have shoes. So it keeps them out of our landfills, which is a recycling situation. It then goes to people that don't have shoes, which helps them because they don't have any, and it keeps them out of diseases, and it keeps them into shoes, which we in this country hopefully don't ever have to find out. And then it raises money for our nonprofit, which we in turn are able to give back to our combat wounded and combat injured. So it's an amazing opportunity for people to give shoes that they've used and help people a world away and help people right here at home.
Yeah. And, you know, usually, Bill and I get hit up all the time. I do all the mechanical and the engineering and all that stuff with this show and the computer and everything, because Bill thinks the computer's the devil. But, yeah. And I get hit from all over. And so we do a little checking. And a lot of times people say, yeah, we're going to give everything to the charity. And then when I ask to see the books, it ends up about 10%.
We have zero paid staff.
No, and that's the way it should be. That's the way whenever Bill and I do something or you know, everything goes to the charity.
Yeah, it's hard to do it that way. I mean, it's not. But not every nonprofit likes it that way, and you really do need some to keep your lights on and your bills paid. But unfortunately, there's so many mega charities out there and that have a corner on the market, which is sad to say in the nonprofit industry. But there's a lot of good charities out there that do amazing work that just don't have the financial support. And unfortunately, because you don't have the financial support, you don't have the publicists, and you don't have the big money to put the big billboards along the freeway that you see, and you don't have the means to brand a name or two that just happens to be specific to the industry, and then you don't become a household name. And if you don't, people that give their money don't always do their due diligence and check up on nonprofits and see where the money goes. If you're a nonprofit and you have your staff spread across the country and your staff is making $150,000 to $160,000 per person, plus getting bonuses, plus you're having, you know, holiday parties for your staff, I'm all for people making a living. I'm not saying you can't, but you need to let everybody know where all the money is going, because there's a lot of nonprofits out there that could be, you know, we could all collaborate and say, let's help all the nonprofits, because especially when it comes to our veterans, we stink at taking care of our veterans in this company. Yes, we're getting better, but our VA system is broken. We're losing 22 plus veterans a day to suicide. There's so many things I can't. I have a double amputee right now that was sent a note from the VA saying, your legs are too expensive, you need to go find a sponsor and get your legs sponsored if you're going to do that, if you're going to compete and help our country. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And I had a Korean Medal of Honor recipient in the VA that was getting the worst treatment possible, where we had to go in and fight for his care, and he's a Medal of Honor recipient. That shouldn't happen. You know, I mean, whether you have the blue ribbon around your neck or not, you shouldn't have to fight for care, and the VA system should not be treating people the way I've seen some people be treated. There are diamonds in the rough. There are some people that are employed at the VA that are amazing individuals that truly care for our veterans, but the bureaucracy and the crap that happens within the VA system, and these families have to fight for their care, and if you're a veteran in the hospital and you don't have a family advocate there to fight for you, and a civilian comes in there to try to help you, and if they don't like me coming in there to try to help someone that doesn't have a family member that's educated trying to help them, and they just want to, oh, they're going to arrest me because I'm a civilian and I'm not a family member, that kind of stuff needs to stop. And we need to help our veterans. And they're due much more. And what's been happening lately, just because it fires people up, whatever side you're on, supporting our veterans is nonpartisan, and it has no business being in the partisan arena or the political arena. That needs to be thrown out completely. It's an American thing to do, and we're going to need them, and we're going to need them forever. So take your political crap out the door, and everybody surround each other together, and everybody fight the good fight and take care of them. They volunteer. These men and women have stepped up and volunteered to serve us, and they need to be thanked and taken care of, and that's just the way we are.
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, like right now, they stopped all the benefits for the guys on active duty for their families.
It's ridiculous.
Mhm. I mean, you know, there's some guys there at the VA, and there's some guys that, I mean, I went a couple months ago, and then I went 3 weeks ago, and I got told that. First question besides hello was, how many guns do you have in your house?
Yeah, that has something to do with it, huh?
Yeah, I said, what does that have to do with me being here? And he's like, well, you have to answer the question. We're taking this information. Then I belong to the American Legion and the VFW, and I got a letter from those guys, both of them, telling me that the IRS wants to know all my information as a vet. It's like, for what? So they said, no, we ain't telling them shit. Nobody's telling anybody anything. And then when this guy closed all the memorials and won't let the vets in, they're his biggest backers. They're afraid of us because there's more of us than there is of anybody else.
Yep. And that's why you need to be taken care of.
Exactly. We got Kayo on the line. Are you okay?
I am here, yes. I was stuck in a bad signal area in the canyon.
Okay.
There's my girl.
Hi. That is the shoe collecting queen. Oh yeah, I'm the collecting queen.
Okay, I just let Annie know that we have another dealer, Sweetwater in National City, is boxes out.
Oh, that's great.
and they're collecting shoes. Yeah, we approached a couple other dealers, and I'll tell you about that. That's another conversation off, not on the air. But I also told him that the other day I stopped to see Bill, and he says, hey, you got to see these boots that somebody dropped off. Well, somebody must have dropped them off, but somebody else took them when they left. They were brand new boots.
They must have needed them more than us.
Yeah, that's what I said. But so Bill's going to pay a little more attention to see what goes on. But, you know, as you know, he's got a full plate.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, and he said to say hello to both of you, and he's probably going to slide in here. He said to let me know the next time you guys are going to call, and he'll see if he can break away for a half hour, 45 minutes, or an hour.
Oh, great, great.
But you guys are both going to be at the shoe party, aren't you, on the 27th?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, Bill's still up in the air with that, with his other situation, but he said he's going to try like hell.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Bill has a lot going on, and rightfully so. He's a very loved man, so any time we can get to spend with Bill Kennedy is quality time.
I'm excited to meet him.
Oh, he's very special.
She's in for a treat.
Well, if you stand Rusty, my husband Rusty, next to Bill Kennedy, Bill tends to be just a little taller, and his muscles are just a little bigger, and his hair is just a little longer. Not. But...
Well, you know, there was one time when Bill was talking to Rusty, and somebody brought Bill a chair, and he says, "What? I'm not going to hit him with the chair." And they said, "Bill, no, you need to stand on the chair if you want to look him in the eye."
And Bill loves Rusty. Their friendship goes back decades, and so they get to play around with each other like that. And because Rusty's so tall, and he's got some pretty big muscles. So Bill,
you know what they do to
Rusty.
Me? They always put the little guy in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, then I'll just bring him a stepladder.
Yes,
no, me.
Indeed.
Me, I'm the little guy.
I'll bring two stepladders.
No, Bill's taller than me, but what I'm saying is to tease me, too, they always say put the little guy in the middle.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, that it will be two bookends.
Yeah.
Two bookends.
But,
well, Annie, were you able to talk about some of the exciting things that are going to be happening, the soldiers being on premise and all the help we have?
We told them background about American Soldier Network, and we told them about how the shoes were going every which way, but I think the only thing they're not helping is, like, they're helping everything. They're helping the environment. They're helping the impoverished, and they're helping the combat wounded. So I don't know how you could not hit a grand slam with any other way to get rid of your shoes. And then we're having a party at your place. We haven't really gotten into that because we were waiting for you.
Oh, yes, yes.
We had to wait
yeah.
for the hostess with the mostest to get online.
Oh, my goodness. I've done so many gatherings, so many parties at our motorcycle shop, and it's not just a shop. It seems to be almost like a comfort zone or a home away from home where folks have come in for a few minutes and landed for a little while to just share conversation and comfort. It's
guilty.
Our place, yeah, it's really, really clean. It's not your typical motorcycle shop. We do pride ourselves in a very, very clean environment. So it's organized and unusually clean and comfortable.
It's very cool.
Yeah, I've hosted several parties where two different times we had driving rain, sideways, horizontal rain, and I had about 400, maybe 500 people midway through the party because I like to do a little head count during our events. So, but we've had very successful events in the past.
very well attended. So my doors are going to be open again on October 27th, which is a Sunday, and we're accepting shoes from anybody and everyone, so that we can, we want to reach out globally. You know, I was telling Annie, Phil, earlier today, I was telling Annie how I'm speechless. I'm overwhelmed with the service, the level of service this has been. It comes so, these people come so easily with their shoes. It's easier to give shoes than it is to give money. And one of the things that I noticed is that people are readily available to give their shoes. And we've had some interesting shoes, boots included.
This is true. I've had women bring shoes that are, I don't think they've ever worn them. And I don't know if that's just because this is their way to make room in the closet so they can go get some other new ones and not get in trouble with the hubby. But there's some gorgeous shoes that I don't think have ever been worn.
I know, I do. I received some shoes that are still in the packages and with tags. And I received three pairs of tennis shoes completely covered in animal hair, or what looked to be cat. The cat had slept in the shoe, or the dog slept in the shoe, or I don't know what. That was really special. But the generosity has overwhelmed me, and the kindness. At home, I've received about 800 pairs of shoes on my front porch, just at home. And yeah, it's very overwhelming, and different entities, schools, preschools. We do need little kids' shoes. We need shoes for all kinds of feet.
This is true. I have a couple of schools up in the LA area that are collecting, and the kids are excited to help. It's fun because I think that the thing that I'm so tickled with is, especially in these times, I mean, it's not we're not flourishing as a country right now. And so a lot of people are cautious of how they're spending, especially coming into a holiday season. And so it's always a hard time to fundraise. And when we're getting ready for our campaign to give at the holidays, it's always hard. But giving shoes, people can still be a part of giving something, because everybody, especially parents, know how quick kids grow out of their shoes. I mean, I've got girlfriends that they're like, oh my gosh, my kids wear their shoes twice and they're grown out of them. And so they're tickled that they can, you know, give the kids shoes to a good cause and then go put their kids in new shoes. And everybody feels like they can be a part of giving to something good, and it's not hurting their wallet right now. And that is such a neat feeling for us, because we're not a burden on anybody, and we're able to do this, and everybody can still participate and feel like they're giving back and they're being a part of something that's paying it forward, and they're not bummed because they can't participate this year, because it is a time that everybody's got to be crunch time and watch their wallet. And so it's been such a huge blessing to be able to do this in such a neat way where everybody can participate, because I don't know anybody that doesn't have an old pair of shoes that you know, they're slightly worn or whatever, you know, that they can donate and know that, oh my gosh, just by me getting rid of my shoes or taking 20 minutes out of my day to go through my closet, I can actually be a part of something really cool. And that's just everybody, you know, when you give to something and you know you're making a difference in someone else's life, even the downerest person, Debbie Downer out there, can be, it lifts you up. And just knowing that you made a difference in someone else's life can turn somebody else's day around quicker than anything. And so that's what's been really, really cool about it. Whether the environment isn't your thing, or helping people in a third world country isn't your thing, or giving back to our combat wounded and combat injured isn't your thing, or, you know, just the fact that you're supporting a veterans charity isn't your thing.
Well,
one
you
of
know,
those
just,
buttons has got to be your thing.
Just so you guys know, I'm just doing a little checking here on the audience. You've got Australia, Canada, South Korea, Indonesia, Brazil. There's two guys in China. If they catch them, they'll kill them. The Czech Republic. No, because they're not supposed to listen to anything from the Western world. And in the United Kingdom, as well as Finland, France, Bulgaria, Germany, India, the Ukraine, We're all over the place tonight. Everybody's listening because we're on in about 60 countries, so everybody's listening.
Well, I wish I knew how to say hello in all those languages.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I know of a way. Let's all raise a cup, whether it's coffee or tea or, you know.
Or juice or water or milk. Or Let's all just do a universal toast.
Yeah,
there you go. I'm tipping.
Raise a glass. And cheers.
A universal toast to happiness and good health to everyone listening. And thank you all for just participating in peace.
Now, Phil, you mentioned to me when last I was on your show that you did have listeners in China that were risking.
Right.
It's huge, huge risk. It's not even funny.
It's the same two guys.
It's the same two guys
because we email back and forth, too. But it's the same two guys.
Oh, well, God bless them. Thank you very much.
Then we have a lady in she's in Georgia. Her name is Amy Irene White, and she's collecting shoes and she's trying to get them. I guess you guys need them by the 25th, correct?
Well, we're going to be at their shop on the 27th, so the 26th would be a Saturday when the mail would be delivered.
Well, I don't know how many she's going to get, and she's sending them from Georgia, so I don't know if she's going to send them by freight truck or what. But she contacted all her friends, the churches, everybody back there, so they're collecting shoes for you in Georgia.
If she's listening right now, if she has a large amount before she ships them here, email me at info@americansoldiernetwork.org.
How about if KO gives you my email address? And we'll go from there.
Because I can contact the people in Florida and see if maybe there's a... Because Georgia and Florida are a lot closer than Georgia and California.
That's correct. And that's what I told her. I would find out if there was any way she could just ship them direct.
Yeah, and I'll see if there's a way that she can.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, that would be ideal. I mean, her efforts should be rewarded, you know, if that's the best we can.
Yeah,
this lady,
if I can just have her ship it directly to the company.
Yeah, this lady is being treated for cancer, and she went to that Bikers March in D.C. that nobody talked about.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, well, that's kind of how I met her. And then she's been a regular so far, and she jumped on, when we talked about the shoes, she jumped right on and started sending me emails and everything.
It's kind of cool that we're talking on a Tuesday night because we do have a POW that's in Afghanistan, so we should all just mention Bo tonight since it is Bo Tuesday, so we can send our prayers out for Bo. We'll raise a glass for Bo while we're raising a glass to all of our international friends just to keep him in our thoughts.
Got my coffee cup going, Bo. Best wishes.
Yep. His mom and dad, Bob and Jenny Bergdahl, are up in Idaho, and I'm sure they would enjoy just knowing that other people are keeping their son in their prayers since he's been in captivity over 4 years. So we'll raise our glass to Bo tonight.
The other thing I wanted to let everybody know about was that since the government shut down and we lost one Marine over the weekend in Afghanistan and four other soldiers, their families were told today that their death benefits were going to be denied.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, as long as the shutdown's going, they won't get anything.
They were
denied travel reimbursement, everything.
There was a bill signed over the weekend, by the House that those benefits were to be paid. And so they asked specifically that was asked in the press conference tonight on CNN. That was specifically addressed. So they're supposed to get some answers on that tomorrow as to who stopped that. So I'm curious as to where that stop came from at the DOD.
Absolutely, because I'd like to beat that guy with a hammer.
Over the weekend. The bill went through over the weekend.
Yeah, this is dated today, though.
Yep, I know.
Yeah, that just completely blows the wind out of my sails. There's no word.
It never happened. Yeah, it shouldn't happen. That was like the park, the World War II Memorial Park, is open today for that protest, but it got closed to the World War II veterans. Talk about baffled. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. And this is supposed to be the greatest country in the world, and we're dealing with a bunch of assholes. I think they ought to fire all them guys or stop their benefits until they figure this shit out.
Turn around.
Or at least put their paychecks on hold.
Yeah, turn around is fair play. That's a good point. That is a very good point. While some receive, some do not. And where did they figure out that they could draw the line that way? You know, who's doing this?
Right.
Exactly. We got two ladies on the phone, Nora and Stacy. Do you have any questions for the ladies?
I'm not sure which one's going to go first, so I will. In regards for the project that the ladies here are working on, how long did it take for everyone to come together to come to make the event possible?
It happened.
Do you mean from the beginning or right now?
Yeah, from the beginning, like the beginning of the thought of this is what we should do, you know, for the people in need. I'm sorry, I have a head cold. To where you're at right now.
From the charity, as the charity as an inception, or from the shoe drive?
Both.
Okay, this is Annie. From the charity as an inception, the charity itself is called Angels Within, Inc., and it was founded in 1996 as a service-only organization. It was just we would go out and help. We would spend time locally here in our small community with children in the hospital and with seniors, and we would go read books and do that kind of a thing. It was when 9/11 happened that I changed all the efforts to strictly being a veterans organization, and we refiled all of our paperwork and became a 501c3 organization, DBA, American Soldier Network. So that happened in 2005.
Okay.
And that is when, and if you go to AmericanSoldierNetwork.org, the website, you can see where we're at today. So from 2005 to today is when it all became a veterans organization, and we actually started raising money and becoming, put our pants on and became a big boy organization. And I wouldn't even call us a big boy organization because we, funding-wise, we don't raise a lot of money, but we impact a lot of lives every year, put it that way.
Right. It's a blessing for what you do.
Thank you so much. We're blessed.
With Kayo, with the shoe drive, did you come up with this, or did both you and Annie come to the conclusion of doing the shoe drive?
I'll let her tell you how she got drug into this one.
Okay.
I really didn't get drug into it. Annie and I were speaking together. We had just met at the Sons of Anarchy boot ride, because my husband is a cast member on the Sons of Anarchy, and I had made a new friend, and we had planned on, you know, discussing further relations and acquaintances and getting to know each other better. And a couple weeks later, we decided on a phone call to do an event that was eventually canceled. And upon that event being canceled, Annie made a four-word comment, like, I need to get some shoes. And it was just a little comment. She made something about shoes, and I said, I'm sorry, what did you just say? And, I've got to get these shoes. I'm doing this thing with shoes, and I'd like to, you know, got to find some shoes. And one thing led to another, and I said, lady, I am on board. And I sent out I got about 1,000 emails. Illusion Cycles has a database of about 1,000 emails, and I grabbed my niece Lexi, and I like strong armed her to make me a flyer on the fly, you know, because 19-year-olds, you can't hold them down for very long. And she whipped up this great flyer, and lo and behold, I shot out an email, and the response was, I can't even tell you the kind of responses I got. And Annie has been able to articulate how it is. Folks are easier to give away their shoes than it is money. And so, therefore, this snowballed into tears of joy, little kids' shoes, old people's shoes, boots, high heels, slippers, moccasins. I've got shoes. I've got shoes shaped like M&M's. It's been a blessing, and it's been the most beautiful fundraiser I've ever done, and I've done probably about 20 fundraisers. Thank you. And so for me to do this has been the most beautiful and fruitful event that I've ever done for anything, and I want to do it again, and it's not even over yet. And so, yes, it started with a site, just a little blurb, and then Annie and I took off, and within an hour, I had a flyer made, and that there's where we're at.
Right.
How is that for the charity?
I got a phone call that said, "Hey, Phil, call me back. I need a favor."
But to answer your question, how the charity chose this project, a buddy of mine, Wayne Easley, down in Florida, is the gentleman that started the company. He came from he worked for a major shoe company, and he left that to do something different. And he travels around the country, and he's a speaker and an entrepreneur. And he told me about it a year ago. And we're so small in the grassroots, and because we have zero paid staff, I couldn't wrap my head around where am I going to store if our goal was 1,200 bags of shoes with 25 pairs of shoes in each garbage bag. I couldn't wrap my head around. I can't fit that many in my garage. So for me, it was how am I going to – I kept praying about it because I have a super strong faith. I'm like, okay, God, how am I going to pull this off? If this is meant to be, you have to open up a path or a door for me to be able to store 1,200 bags of shoes. And – he gave me this angel named Catherine and a big angel named Rusty. And basically that's what happened. I had people saying that loved the idea of shoes. The American Legion Riders chapter 132 in Orange had just recently grabbed onto our charity, and they've been enormous supporters of ours. And one of their girls, she goes by Dar, just Dar. She's like, "Annie, I've got shoes. When are you going to launch the shoe drive?" And she kept emailing me. And I knew with other Legion riders and other riders, and it was always these biker people that were like, "When are you going to do the shoe thing?" Everybody wanted me to do the shoe thing. And I was dragging my feet to kick it off because we had another event that was going to happen that somebody else was planning, and I kind of owed them my devotion to help them make this event happen, and they backed out at the last minute, and I thought, okay, well, that means I got to do the shoe thing. And then when Rusty and Catherine stepped up and said, "We can store them here," I, about, you know, like a little kid on Christmas morning, was going to do the jig. And so I said, okay, we're doing it. And then it was from that, my girlfriend that works for the Microsoft store at the Shops at Mission Mall, she's like, "Annie, we'll be a drop zone." And my girlfriend that works at the Fast Frame at Geronimo on a Leash at Mission Viejo, "We'll be a drop zone." And then, you know, Phil and Bill were, "We'll be a drop zone." And then now there's people in Barstow and Victorville and the Navy Federal Credit Union and Fountain Valley and more. I mean, it's been unbelievable how many people are willing to help us.
It's
been awesome.
It's southeast corner of California, too. You got Sweetwater Harley. When Mariana heard about this, she basically physically went back and got the boxes and put them by the door.
Yeah, if you can email me, anybody else, I'm putting all the addresses as soon as I get them up on the homepage of our website, and I keep putting them on our Facebook page so that everybody knows, because we have, you know, 5,000 friends on Facebook, and then I have on my page, and so I'm trying to update it as much as I can, because people keep saying, "Where can they go? Where can they go?" And if I tell everybody to show up at Catherine's on October 27th, we might, you know, have the local police say, "Hey, we need like a traffic control cop," which would be great. But other people that can't show up, we want to make sure that all the other people that are willing to be drop zones do it. And we really need people in L.A. because we don't really have a big L.A. presence. We have a lot of people that want to give shoes in L.A. I just don't have any drop zones in Los Angeles area. So that's one thing we're still working on. But it's been amazing. It's been an absolutely amazing experience, and it's only been happening since the end of September, really.
Have you talked to Oliver? Have you talked to Oliver at Glendale?
No, I have not. Wow.
Okay, I'll see if I can get that handled.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can get that handled.
There is a there's a semi, a very large truck, a semi truck that's going to be sent out from Florida to pick up all of these shoes, at, with the goal of getting them obviously back to Florida for distribution in other countries. And if I'm not mistaken, this gentleman, the CEO of this particular nonprofit, is willing to keep the truck. We're going to hang back the truck maybe a week or so on the property at Illusion Cycles. I have a place to store the truck safely where it's not in the way. And that way we can continue gathering for about a week or so after October 27th. So we do have a drop day, but we can take stragglers a few days afterwards.
Yeah.
Now, do you have drops in other states, or if someone can't send shoes to you, can you do a monetary donation?
Yes, we can do those either on the website, which is AmericanSoldierNetwork.org or .com.
Okay.
Or if they want to send a check, our address is there as well. And they are tax deductible. We are a full 501c3.
Okay.
Can you repeat that so I can type it in the chat? I wasn't paying attention. I was doing something else. American.
Oh, really? American.
Yeah. See, what people don't understand is when Bill's here, it's kind of like I'm doing this and that, but I still get to talk. But when I'm here by myself, it's like I got to do everything.
Okay, Devil Dog, I hear you. American Soldier Network.org.
Phil, you got a new nickname, and it's not Screwdriver.
Yeah, I know.
It's Double Dog.
There you go.
Hey, look, I have a drop zone in the grand state of Arizona.
Oh, my mom's out there, too. She's picking up shoes all over Arizona.
Yeah, my mother and father have been on the shoe collection wagon. Hi, Mom and Papa. My parents are listening in their home in Tucson. They're north of Tucson in Marana. And,
hi,
Mom and Papa. So, yes, I do have a Tucson drop zone off of.
And we have a drop zone in Sun City West, which is in the Phoenix area, so that'll work.
Oh, that's great. That's great. My folks are on Tangerine and Dove Mountain, and you can reach them through, obviously, through us, and we'll make sure that you get the proper. Would probably be a drop zone at their country club, maybe at the Highlands. So, yeah, we'll make sure everybody has a place as best we can with the short time we have left to do this.
And if
then,
you're on Facebook
yeah.
and you want to reach out, it's Facebook /4RTroops, FORRTROOPS.
Oh,
yeah,
please.
Bill and I are, we're trying to figure out how we're going to get all the shoes we've got so far. He wanted to make a run up there, and then I said, well, why don't we just do it all in one shot? So I got access to something, and Bill's got access to something, you might see us up there maybe a little bit before because so far he's got about, I think, 10 or 15 bags.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because I've
that's
got
awesome.
Probably, yeah, I have about 2,000 right now in a vacant unit. The landlord in my building donated this vacant unit to keep the shoes secure and safe. So that's been... We're accessing that unit. We've got quite a bit in there already. And I just got home, and there's 4 more bags on my porch of shoes.
Your neighbors are gonna think, the people that don't know are going to think, man, are they, like, having some hard times?
trust me, this article is on my daily blog, and just that article in the last 2 weeks has gotten over 194,000 hits.
That's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Holy Toledo.
Now, right now, we have almost 267,000 people listening around the world.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yes, very, very happy to have you
That's
all
correct.
Listening to this.
In China, now we have 4 people.
Well, if everybody would go on Facebook and like our Facebook page, that would help too, because the more likes we get, the more sponsors like that, and then they send us stuff for our troops. So if you go on Facebook and like our Facebook page, that would help tremendously.
Okay,
that's
FORTROOPS.
FOR, and then the letter R, so it's FORTROOPS, for our troops.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can pass that around, the more likes we get, the more stuff we get from sponsors, because then they think people are supporting us, and it's a whole social media game, but yeah. That and our Twitter page is at For Our Troops is our Twitter account. Same thing there. If you follow us on Twitter, we get stuff for the troops. So that's one way you can help without having to worry about sending anything, is drive people to like us and follow us on Twitter.
Annie?
As well as Bill and I say, if you're anywhere near a VA hospital, you need to go in and say hello. Or
say thank you.
Bring some cards, checkers, whatever, or a couple of books. And the thing that Bill and I noticed when we take people with us, they put their head down. Don't put your head down.
Yep.
Look them straight in the eye. Walk up and shake their hand. How you doing? Whatever. The same thing
yep.
with the same thing with the woman vet.
Hey, kids.
Yes.
Phil, I have Rusty here with me. He wants to say a quick hello. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes to say hi. And reach out. We've got, I don't know if you're watching the Sons of Anarchy, everyone, but here's Quinn.
How you guys doing?
Hey,
good.
Buddy.
How you doing, Rusty?
Good. Good, good. So you guys
got
a project going.
Oh, yeah. I was telling the ladies a little bit ago, I stopped to see Bill the other day after work, and he goes, hey, you got to see these boots that somebody dropped off. 2 pairs? You know, when somebody dropped off horseshoes, the good boots left. So somebody needed them more than we needed them.
Watch it with Bill, man. He's going to try to grab the clogs.
I thought maybe he'd try to get on some high heels if they were big enough.
Well, I wasn't even going to say anything about that. If he was the clogs, he could pull it off and just say he's from Denmark, you know what I mean? But the heels, there's no excuse.
I was telling the ladies also that I locked on Sweetwater Harley Davidson to when Mariana heard about this, she personally grabbed the boxes and put them by the doors.
That's great. That's
and
really
Rusty,
great.
Rusty, this is Annie in Victorville. Harley Davidson called today and they had 2 pallets of shoes they had to have picked up already because they ran out of room, and they were going to start picking up some more today.
Amazing.
Yeah,
that is so good.
So Bill's got about, I think he's got about 10 or 15 boxes there, so I may take a run up this week. But I'll call first to let you know I'm coming.
All right, great. That sounds really good, man. I'm really amazed at how well this has gone.
Yeah, I got like 25 pairs just when I looked around my house.
Yeah, well, you, with all your women's summer wear, you know, you got to get rid of now that, you know, it's coming into the winter, you know.
That doesn't go with the new nickname that the ladies gave me.
What's that?
Devil Dog.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's got a new nickname.
You must have a little bit of trouble keeping those heels on the foot pegs when you're riding, huh? Yeah.
All that love.
Oh, yeah,
but,
I'm here for you, you know what I mean?
I know. You're a phone call away, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I lay awake at night just thinking about what I can do to, you know, to help you out. You know what I mean? I'm here for you.
You got me, Rusty. I'm speechless.
All right, man. Well, just keep those shoes coming, huh?
I will, buddy. I will. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be a really good thing, and it couldn't be for a better cause. So I'm
absolutely
really excited about it. Yeah, this is a good thing. All right, you guys. Well, look, I'm going to get going, but good talking to you, and keep up the good work, man. It's going to be a really good turnout on this.
Yeah, you know, right now we've got over 200 and some thousand listeners worldwide, and we have four guys in China listening to the show.
Well, tell them to send some of those Chinese shoes over, too.
Sandals work.
All right, man. We'll talk to you guys in a while. Here's Kale.
Thanks,
all right,
Rusty.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Rusty.
Yes, Quinn has to go to the gym. He has to go pump some iron.
He's
a hard-working man, and it doesn't matter what time of day or night, he still goes to the gym, tired or not. So he has my admiration.
You've got to be able to keep himself in that fighting form.
Yes, indeed. Well, and plus he's on television, so that is definitely he has to be in shape.
Well, yeah, that's he's got to keep that moneymaker look for you now, Ben.
We got a caller from 774. Let me see what's going on here. 774,
okay.
Did you want to talk or you just want to listen?
No, this is me. This is Hermes calling in a little late, but better late than never. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're all right, bro. I've got Kale on the line. I've got Annie on the line, and we're doing a shoe collection. 25,000 pairs of shoes. The money will if we get to 25,000 pairs of shoes, which I'm sure we're gonna get with the way everything's rolling, and $10,000 will be paid to support the American Soldier Network, which will support the Marines at Camp Pendleton and the Naval Base in San Diego.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Now, do me a favor, brother. When you get a chance after the show or whatever, email me the information, would you please?
I will. And
awesome.
What's going to happen, Hermes, is shoes are being collected, and maybe we have someone in that area that can get them down to Florida, or they might even send someone up to pick them up. So we need all the shoes by the 27th, you said, Kale?
Yes, the October 27th is a Sunday. It's the last Sunday of October.
And now, can people mail these to somewhere, or is this something that has to be picked up locally? Give me a run. I'm sure you discussed it already and I missed it. I'm sorry, but if you give me a little information, if there's an address or whatever, you can forward it to me, Phil. And
I will.
And
Annie, give them a rundown.
The rundown is our goal is to we can take shoes from children, from adults, from guys, from girls, any kind of shoes, used shoes, slightly worn used shoes, and you put 25 pairs of shoes in a garbage bag. It doesn't have to be a fancy bag, just a garbage bag. And then you tie the garbage bag once you have 25 pairs in each garbage bag. And then once the charity gets 1,200 bags with 25 pairs in each bag, that's our goal. If we go over the goal, then that means more money. But the goal is 1,200 bags, then that's what we would like to hit. If you're in a different state other than Southern California and you can gather an abundance of bags, you can let us know, because then I can try to – the main headquarters where the shoes are actually going to end up once this is all over is in Florida. So if you're in a different state and you do have an abundance of bags, I can talk to the company that's doing this with us and see how we could get the bags picked up from your area, as long as it's from one central location, and get them to Florida.
It's
the shipping costs are what, if there's not a large amount of shoes, then the charity has to absorb the shipping costs to get them to Florida. So that's kind of how it works in a nutshell. And what happens to the shoes is they're collected here so that they don't go to the landfills in the U.S., so we're doing a recycling project. The shoes are then taken to a third world country and distributed, well, they're refurbished, and they're distributed to people that don't have shoes. So we're kind of paying it forward to people in an impoverished area, and we're giving them shoes because they don't have them. And then the money that's raised from those shoes go to the charity, which is our American Soldier Network here in the United States, and we support all veterans of all eras. But the project that we're working on right now is our 7th annual holiday campaign, where we do swag bags for our combat wounded and combat injured from the current conflict.
Awesome. We're in Massachusetts over here.
So you're cheering for your Red Sox right now.
Well, no, I'm a Yankees fan living in Massachusetts. I'm either
really
retarded
confused.
Or I got a lot of nerve. Yeah, I got a lot of nerve.
You're very confused.
Yeah. No, I'm not
well, your
confused.
Yankees
I'm crazy.
Didn't do squat, so right now you'd be better off to cheer for those Red Sox.
Nah, I'm, you
your
know,
Yankees
I'm,
are playing
I'm,
golf right about now.
Yeah, they're okay. You know what I mean? They're doing much better than I am. They're traveling all over the world. They're spending big money. I'm
yeah,
just
they
one
don't
of
need
little
shoes.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they don't.
You know,
need
the other them. The other thing that happens, Hermes, is when these shoes get distributed to the other countries, they're refurbished, and the refurbishing is they're teaching people a trade as well as paying
correct.
Them for in the shoes.
Correct.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, what I would need, honestly, what I would like to get from you, Philip, and I can't jot it down now because I'm outdoors. And is an address to send the shoes to. If we collect whatever we collect here, we'll pay on this end. We'll make sure that we'll pay the cost to ship them to Florida. You know,
okay.
That would be so that the organization wouldn't have to do that. You know, I can run around and get some people to pony up some shoes and we can pay to send them down here.
Okay.
This is my friend Hermes. He has a show that he does on the East Coast, as well as he's worldwide too. And trust me, when this guy tells you he's going to do this.
Oh, we
oh
do.
Very cool.
We do.
Well,
we
being that you're a Yankees fan, I grew up calling a guy named Billy Martin Uncle Billy. He's not biologically my uncle. He was more like a godfather, but I grew up around that organization. Yes, sir.
Billy was one of the most colorful people in all of baseball, let alone the Yankees.
So you know you're talking to a very
times.
Colorful girl.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I hear that.
I was born in Minnesota, and he and my dad were pals from back when he was with the Minnesota Twins.
Wow.
Yes. So.
Wow. And so getting off the shoes just for a moment, who's your baseball team?
This year, I very much would like to see the Pirates go far because of what they've accomplished, and they were trained by a very dear friend of mine. There's a group of Navy SEALs that own a sports performance company. Actually, they're called APG, Acumen Performance Group. And they go around the country and they work with companies as well as sports teams, and they worked with the Pirates in spring training, and the Pirates are now in the playoffs, and they haven't been for
awesome.
A long time. So
yeah,
due to the
know,
fact
I
that Acumen worked with them and the Acumen Performance Group are comprised of Navy SEALs, I would very much love to see the Pirates go far. But I live in California, Dodger
yeah.
Blue.
Dodger
and then
Blue.
On the American,
the
League, on the American
Dodgers.
League side of the house, I hope the American League pennant goes down to the A's and the Red Sox.
Oh, really? You like that? Well, let's not mention the Red Sox over here, because I'm a Yankee fan, and I realize I'm living in Massachusetts, which is Red Sox territory. So you can only imagine that I've had an argument or two in my time loving the Yankees around here. But
I have very dear friends that played for the Red Sox, though. So I've been around
okay.
that organization for a long time too. The Yawkey family is a great family.
They were a great family. Now, being a Yankee fan all my life here, I was dying to get onto the field at Yankee Stadium. Not you know, like get thrown in jail over it, but and my wish finally came true. I was doing some videotaping for an event for an organization that I'm sure you've heard of called Wounded Warriors. And what happened
mm-hmm.
was, I didn't know it at the time, Johnny Damon, you'll remember that name.
I do.
He was one of the guys that Thorns in our side in 2004 with the World Series in Boston. Well, he became a New York Yankee. And I was asked to go and interview him because I was doing this thing for Wounded Warriors. And he was the spokesperson for the Wounded Warriors at the time. His dad was a Vietnam veteran that got shot up pretty bad. And now, nice guy, nicest kid you want to meet. But I stood on the field at Yankee Stadium with him, and I said to him, you know, this is like bittersweet for me. He says, how's that? I said, well, I'm a Yankee fan. I said, and I've been dying to get on this field all my life. I get out here finally, I says, and I'm interviewing a Red Sox player. He goes, no, I'm a Yankee player. I goes, no. To me, you're still a Red Sox player. You're one of the reasons why, you know what I mean? I said, so let's get that straight, kid. But a nice, nice gentleman. I mean, what a good kid. And of course, you know.
Well, call him up and tell him to give us a bunch of shoes.
Well, I'd like to be able to call them and tell them to do that. We're looking at. Do you do this every year, or is this something?
This is the first time we've done this shoe drive.
Okay, so let me just suggest this for you for next year. If you do it next year as well, keep in touch with Philip and Philip and keep in touch with myself. And through my show and my videotaping stuff, I've come across some really like interesting people in all kinds of venues, like sporting and NASCAR drivers that you've heard of. And I'm sure I can get people to give some shoes. Probably not between now and then all the people I'd like to have do it, but certainly be, you know, for next year ahead of time, a heads up ahead of time. Yeah. Okay.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
You'll get some shoes for some people that you may not want to give the shoes up coming from some of these people. You might want to put them in like on a case and keep them at home.
Well, maybe at the shoe party then we'll have a shoe option to raise money at the shoe party.
There you go. Absolutely.
Hermes, I sent you an email to 7 Hawks Media.
Okay, brother. Good. Yeah, I'm actually outside, Philip. I got a new cell phone that it really doesn't like the area I'm living in now. I think you're aware that I moved out further out into the country.
I found the tin foil hat works better with that kind of a phone.
Yeah, I hear you. But, you know, it's like some spots here are very, very good for the phone, and I can move 4 or 5 feet and have absolutely no phone service. That's frustrating. But, you know, I'm gonna get a regular line, landline in there so that I don't have to stand outside and talk.
Okay.
It's frustrating as hell. You know, it's like I want to throw the phone against the wall, but it's not the phone's fault. But how's the show been going, Philip?
Everything's good. Right now we got over 200,000, almost 300,000 listeners listening to the ladies talk about shoes.
Well, that's good. Let the ladies continue. I'll listen because I'm sure those people don't want to listen to me.
Now I have 4 guys in China. We had 2 more join us tonight.
Really? China?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Jesus. What time would it be in China? It's another day, I know, because I'd gotten calls from Japan on my show, and I couldn't believe the time difference. Well, you know that we get pretty regularly. We get calls. You and I get calls from Europe and London, and the time zone, the time changes are incredible. I just, you know, I'm very happy that people think enough of the shows to stay up at that hour and call, but a lot of times it's the next day in some of these countries when they're calling and tuning in. That's awesome.
I think it's early evening or after midnight over there right now.
Wow. Yeah, I've not had anybody call me from China. But that's pretty interesting. That's awesome. Yeah.
I would love to get one of them on the phone. I wouldn't know how to talk to them, but I'd love to get one of them on the phone.
Well, you know, a lot of the Chinese people that listen to radio and are involved in online activity that have access to the internet, a lot of them speak English. You know, a lot of them do speak English. Americans, I found that here in America, I'm a proud American. Don't get me wrong, but Americans are probably in the big picture, probably the culture, the people that speak the fewest languages. When you go over to Europe, most people speak 3 or 4 languages. That's common, you know.
It has a lot to do with the culture.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So now this who else you got there on who else you have on the show there? You mentioned a few people.
I have Rusty's wife Kayo's on the line. She's Annie's
I'm here.
She's Annie's cohort in this. And Nora and Stacy are on the line still, and we have I see that Eunice just joined us from Boston. So let me bring her in.
I just wanted to say, did I see that gentleman Rusty on television not too long ago? The opening segment of that show was that correct? Was he in that one?
He's on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Was he on the opening show or the second show? Was he on already, Philip? Or
yeah, there was a Yeah, as soon as we saw that, Bill wanted me to pass along that he needed Quinn Movers for the weekend. Rusty told me to.
Yeah,
and Rusty told me to let Bill know that Quinn was booked.
Yeah, Rusty was seen in this season is season 6, and you have you've already watched the episode. He's been seen in the first 3 episodes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And he will be through the end of the season as well.
Awesome. And no, that is awesome. That is one big human being, isn't he? He's a good sized fellow, isn't he?
he's a big fella. He's easy to feed. He's a pretty happy guy to feed. He's easygoing about most things. He's what I actually call a cement-covered marshmallow.
Yep.
Well,
he's a gentle giant.
There's very few people that see that side of true men, and I do consider him a true man, even though I've not met him. I understand. I get it. Philip knows. But you know, we always have, no matter where we go in life, no matter what we do in life, who we are or who people think we are in life. Women, a good woman, has a way of getting to that spot in a man where nobody else can find, and that's a good thing.
Thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you.
They complement each other very well. They are a very, very amazing couple.
Awesome. Awesome.
And
so
thank
Philip,
goodness
go ahead,
my feet are. My feet are smaller than Rusty, so he can't wear my shoes.
I hear you. Well, you know, I wish him all the best. I know that he doesn't need me wishing him all the best, but Philip knows. I know, you know, a lot of his brothers. So I wish him all the best out there, and looks like he's doing pretty well on that show. I really believe that. I like that. You know, hopefully something else comes out of it for him along those lines.
More will be revealed. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Hey,
Philip, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take over your show, but I haven't been on for a while. I'll kick back and listen now, brother. Go right ahead and do your thing.
Oh, no. We've been enjoying listening to you. I'm very grateful that you were able to jump in and talk about sports and change it up just a little bit. That was nice because I love baseball.
Awesome.
And it is all
I have a quick question then. How did Edwin do over the weekend, Hermes?
Edwin won his last fight. He won, I mean, hands down. Edwin stood his ground on a contract thing out here. Actually, what happened is they offered him the fight that Ward fellow, who has the belt in his division, a couple of months back, and Edwin at the time said no. He was just coming back from Morocco. He won handsomely in Morocco. And then they offered him the fight, and he said no. He says, I'm not ready for that fight. I haven't trained for the fight. They thought he was going to jump at the opportunity to make $500,000.
Right.
They, for some reason, think that he's a young kid and he's stupid. He's not. He's not stupid. So what he did was he said to them, I'll tell you. This is honestly what he did. He said, I'll tell you when that fight will take place. He said, because I'm young enough. So that fight will take place under my terms, and I sent him a text message when I heard that, and I says, man, I love you, kid, man. I the story there. I've been watching this kid box since the boys' club and videotaping him. Well,
right.
A couple of weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, they offered him $600,000 to fight Ward, and he said no. He says, go away. He says, come back when you got at least $1 million on the table for me. And they went away. And it took them all of maybe a week and a half, to give him the million. So he's in Houston, Texas right now training. And the fight's scheduled to go off next month. And you do know, I believe, that you know, that he's going to be the champion right after that fight. He's going to take that belt. Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's a good kid. I've been following him since he was when he broke in, and he's a good kid. He's one of the rare ones that he doesn't let him push me into anything. He takes it on his own.
He's a smart kid. This kid has a brain on his shoulders, and his wife, she's a sweetheart. You would love his wife. You'll get to meet these folks, and I know you will. Her name is Stephanie. She went to school here at the College of the Holy Cross, and now she's going to law school. One of the things that people don't recall about Edwin is that Edwin made the United States Olympic boxing team, and he was out there for the finals out in Colorado when his wife gave birth, and his twins were born sick, very, very ill. And he didn't even think about it. He gave up his opportunity to fight in the Olympics, jumped on a plane, came back to be with his family. And a lot of people thought that that was going to, like, destroy his boxing career. And let me tell you something. It didn't. You know, he knows what's important.
He earned a lot of credit for that. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
The kids are doing better. The kids are, they're growing. They're doing better. They're responding. I mean, they're still not out of the woods, but they're doing so much better. The kid is blessed. You know, he's blessed, and they're blessed in the
world. Maybe we can get a pair of shoes to raffle off, boxing shoes.
I can get shoes. I can get shoes from him. Absolutely, absolutely.
Perfect.
I say that. You know what? I say that without even asking him because I know the type of guy he is, and he'll be there in a heartbeat. Let me see if I can get him to send some shoes or some training. I'd like to get some of the shoes that he's using for training. But if not, I'm sure he'll have Stephanie get me some shoes from over here that he's got at home here.
Perfect.
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
perfect.
We can do that. Yeah.
Okay. Let me bring on Eunice.
Yes.
Hello, Eunice. Hey. Did you have any questions for the ladies?
Well, listen, I'm heading for Florida next week. You know that.
You want to take some shoes?
Listen. Hermes. They're picking the car up this week. And what part of Florida?
I actually would have to call them. I have never been to their place. I can call them tomorrow and find out for you.
Trust me, between now and the time they ship her car, she'll load it with shoes.
Yep. I'm telling you. I'm in a complex where there's...
Orange County, Florida. Orange County, Florida.
Oh, Orange County. Okay, I'm in West Palm Beach. So maybe...
Well, what will happen, Eunice, is I'll get you all the info. I'll get... Annie will get all the info, relay it to me, and then I'll relay it to you.
Okay. Yeah, do that, because we've got like 7,000 units where I live, and mostly all of us are old ladies, and we kind of can't wear a lot of the shoes anymore. So, believe me, I can fill those bags up.
Are you near where the Breakers are down by West Palm?
I most certainly am.
One of my dearest girlfriends is Dara Torres, the swimmer, and her daddy used to live in those.
Really.
She's a girl that was retired for 7 years, and then she went back and won silver in the last and two Olympics ago.
Oh yeah!
Oh great!
Yeah, we went to high school together, and then she lives in Boston now, ironically enough. But she's our Olympic swimmer, and she's one of the most decorated female swimmers that we have. She lived down in West Palm for a while, but she just got married and moved her daughter and her up to Boston, where her new husband is. But, yeah, I've been to the Breakers, and that's where her dad and her brother, one of her brothers actually lives down there.
Yeah, Breakers is probably about 10 miles from us. Hermes, we didn't get a chance to go over there when you were down in Florida.
Well, I'll make it next time. I'll get there.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, we'll go there.
Philip, I went down and I was myself and Kenny. Philip, you know Kenny, my brother over here, the long haired guy that rides a motorcycle, funny looking guy, good guy. What a great, and I mean that, great guy. Well, we went down and we had that cruise there, Philip, you know, a year ago, and we were videotaping the cruise, the rock and roll cruise, and Eunice was nice enough to put us up for a few nights down there before the cruise and after the cruise, and so we ate out of house and home, you know, and we did what we do best, you know. We left our mark there. So those people will definitely remember us. And, of course, if you're with Eunice, they know you've got to be a character to be with her.
You know how I don't know that you don't leave your mark everywhere?
No. No. This day and age, we know how to leave a respectable remembrance behind.
I'm glad you clarified that. Yeah, we have to.
I wasn't worried about Eunice.
Why?
No, I was worried about your counterpart there up in Boston. He was making me a little nervous on where he leaves his mark.
Oh, he does leave his mark, like dogs do.
Yeah. No. I'm one of those guys that the conversation a little while ago went to like a concrete marshmallow inside. That's the deal here.
Yeah, you are. You're a marshmallow. You're a marshmallow, Hermes.
Yeah,
you are. You know.
Yeah.
You are really
a
marshmallow.
Thank God.
You know,
I've lived long
if you really
enough.
Want your Yankees to do well next year, you should call them up and tell them that they should use that group, Acumen Performance Group, APG, done by the Navy SEALs, and then you should see what happens to the Yankees.
Well, you know, the thing is with the Yankees, I'll tell them that. They don't listen to too many people. They are really arrogant. And I don't mean like all the players. Some of the players are definitely A-Rod. I've been in their presence. We ate, you know.
I'm just telling you, you should stick the Navy SEALs on them. It would do wonders.
But we have a way to do this with the fire department in New York. I don't know if you're aware of this, but given this short time between now and the end of the month, I can't really commit to doing anything with the New York Fire Department. But I'm telling you something. For next year, There's a boxing team, a New York Fire Department boxing team. They go all over the world in a fight. It's amateur boxing, and they do it for charities. Now, I can tell you that I know the people that put this thing together. They run it. They're firefighters in New York. The head guy is retired because he got that lung disease from 9/11 when he was digging out his brothers out of the thing. He got that lung disease.
Right.
He's a retired
right.
lieutenant. I know that they'll come up with shoes. I know they'll come up with fire boots, whatever you need. I do know that. This, between now and the end of the month, no, I can't promise, but for next year, you know, definitely.
Next year it'll be fun. First responders are amazing. They support they're some of the best give-back people ever. I mean, our first responders are an amazing, amazing group of individuals all over the country.
You know, the only thing I'm sorry about is that I didn't find out about this 2 or 3 months earlier. We'd have 100,000 person shoot.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We're gonna do it
again.
Okay, this afternoon. I don't know that Rusty knows that yet, so let's just keep that quiet amongst this small, intimate group of a couple hundred thousand of us that are just chatting right now. You know, we'll just keep it among us. But you know,
I'm sure this will be the best kept secret.
Yeah, we don't need him to burst any blood vessels right now, but we'll let him know that shortly when we decide to pick our spring date, and we'll do a spring drive. I don't
there you go.
Mind
check
at all.
This out. Check this
we
out.
We just got joined by Mexico, Colombia, and Norway, and Qatar.
No
awesome.
Way!
Check this out.
That's very cool.
Bulgaria and
we picked
up Bulgaria and the Ukraine.
I think one of my Navy SEALs are on board. If I'm not mistaken, Scott, are you out there? Scott.
Excuse. Hey, you guys want to hear something?
Were you talking to me, honey? I'm sorry. No, I think I told one of my Navy SEALs to call in, and I don't know if he called in and pressed the button or if he's just listening. But Scott, if you're on the line, you need to like pop up.
I haven't seen a new number yet. What prefix would he be calling from?
Scott, type me your prefix. 512?
Not yet.
He has no mic on his laptop. Okay, I'm going to tell him to get on his cell phone.
Okay. The number is 347.
He has no mic on his laptop, so I'm going to tell him to get on his cell phone.
I'm going to disappear for about 2 minutes. I'll be right back, brother.
We'll miss you.
No, yeah, I'm not going to go. I'm going to try to. I'm trying to do this without hanging up. But if I hang up, I'll be right back. I got
yeah,
two coyotes out
you.
Here. I got two coyotes out here. I'm not kidding. I got two coyotes out here. I'll call you right back.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You'll probably see a 512 come into the call, and that's going to be Navy SEAL Scott Brower. I know. I know some. big bikers that would love to go play with those coyotes.
Yeah, I lost Hermes, but I got everybody else. We had a short. The friend, the guys in the white van decided to zap us for a second there, but other than that, we should be okay.
I have two.
They're still doing that, Philip.
Yeah, they're still doing it.
You know, we just got to send these Navy SEALs to them or something, you know.
Trust me, I'm in this place in Oceanside, and I can't even get them to back off.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, totally ridiculous. This is free America, you know, free America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's too bad. It's too bad because we have allowed this to happen to our country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm 72 years old, and believe me, I still got fire, you know. I still
Most
have
of the
fire.
People that I know that are in your age bracket are the ones with the best fire.
Oh, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
It's because
you're not from the entitlement generation.
Well, you know, Eunice is championed a bill through the Massachusetts House and Senate and all the way up to the governor, a pedophile bill.
Oh, wow.
Yep, 33 years I've been fighting for this.
Good for you.
Yeah, somebody has to do it. There's a lot of us that are doing it. It's not about me, Annie. It's about all of our children.
Exactly.
And
well,
these
that's
pedophiles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I got a phone call from the Diocese of Worcester today, Philip.
Yeah.
That the bishop wants to meet with me before the cardinal meets with the senators.
Uh-huh.
So he just come back from Rome, the cardinal. So hopefully we'll see what's going to happen, you know.
Right. We just went over.
Let's get back.
Yeah, let's get back to that. But we just went over 314,000 listeners.
Oh, good. Good.
Our little small intimate group just grew a little bit.
Absolutely. And
so
give everybody a quick 1-minute rundown on what we're talking about.
We are talking about a charity called the American Soldier Network here that's based out of California with a national reach that supports our veterans of all eras here in the United States. And the star of Sons of Anarchy, Mr. Rusty Coons, who plays Quinn, and his wife, Catherine, have jumped on board to help us in a shoe drive. And what the shoe drive does is we are asking people to go in their closets and dig out some slightly used shoes. Kids' shoes, adult shoes, boys' shoes, girls' shoes, shoes of all different shapes and sizes, and throw them in trash bags. And we need to get 25 pairs of shoes per garbage bag, and then we take them and we drop them off. And we have Rusty's Illusion Cycles, which is an awesome motorcycle shop in Westminster, California, as our shoe HQ, which is our headquarters. But we have drop zones all over California, and all of those drop zones are listed on the homepage of our website, which is AmericanSoldierNetwork.org. And what people can do is between now and October 27th, you can get the shoes to the drop zones, and I'll be adding more tonight that I was unaware of in San Diego. And the shoes are kind of hitting three different needs in our world. One, they're helping the recycling. By recycling your old used shoes and giving them to our organization, they're keeping them out of our landfills here in California. And then they're going to be taken and redistributed across the seas to impoverished nations. And when they get over there, they take them and they give them to an organization that has people refurbish them and make them usable. And by doing that, they teach people a trade and they employ them. And then they're redistributed to people that don't have shoes. So they're given to people that, you know, don't have shoes at no cost. And then what happens to that is the company that does this gives a check to the American Soldier Network for the amount of shoes that they're able to raise. Our goal is 1,200 bags of used shoes, meaning that there's 25 pairs in each bag, so that's a total of like over 30,000 pairs of shoes. If we hit our goal of 1,200 bags of shoes, that's equals a check of $10,000 to the charity. Anything up and above that 1,200 bags of shoes, of course, we raise more money. And the monies that we're raising right now is for our annual swag bag for our troops. And swag stands for Showing Warriors America's Gratitude. So our swag bags are holiday bags that are filled with goodies that are then distributed to our combat wounded and combat injured heroes that are at the Balboa Naval Hospital in San Diego, California, and at the Wounded Warrior Battalion in Camp Pendleton that have all come home and returned with combat wounds and combat injuries from our current conflicts. So your single pair of used shoes is going to help a bunch of different causes and go all the way from here to other places in the world. And that's what we've been talking about.
There you go.
Amen. Amen, sister.
And the two gals on board that are chatting with you tonight are Rusty Coon's wife, Catherine, and myself, Annie Nelson, and I happen to be the founder of the American Soldier Network.
Stacy, do you have any questions for the ladies? Stacy?
Philip, you'll just get that information to me, right?
Yes, I will. I will take care of that.
Okay, thank you. And
you're
I'll take care of it down in Florida.
I'll send you an email.
I will take care of it. All right, dear. That sounds good to me.
Okay. Nora, did you have any more questions?
If everything goes fine for this year's drive, do you plan on doing this next year? And if so, can it expand in different states for a drop so there could be more people involved?
We would love to expand it in more states. Logistically, I'll have to wrap my head around how we can do that, as far as we'll have to have team captains in other states because I don't have offices in other states, but we would be more than happy to broaden our horizons and do that. You can, if you go to the website, there's ways to reach out to us and email me, and we can all get in contact and have people that want to volunteer in their states and their local communities and be a drop zone and be a team leader in the other states. And that'll just take a little bit more planning on all of our part, but we'll be more than happy to do that. And then I need to talk to the people in Florida and figure out logistically how we do the pickups for that. And then, yes, Catherine and I, of course, since we have 300,000 people in our small little intimate group on the radio tonight, we'll keep that between us right now, because we haven't reached out and told Rusty that we're going to do this, but he is a gentle giant. And
might
so,
be a father in that conversation.
And for those of you that have watched Sons of Anarchy, you know they're just such a great group of gang. They'll be so welcoming to the idea. But we'll cross that bridge when it gets here, and we'll plan another one next year. I just don't have an idea of what time of the year it'll be, but if we do expand into other states, we're going to need a little more time to plan it, so I wouldn't say
right.
It would be any time before, like, late spring, early summer.
Okay. Yeah, because, like I said, if it's possible to do it, I don't have a problem doing it for my state, you know, and I don't know, how many.
I'm looking at it this way. We got Massachusetts now, so we're on the East Coast. We got the Midwest now. We got the West Coast. You got all these other countries. I don't know how we would get their shoes, but I think that's all something for us to look at.
Yeah, I just need to have a powwow with the people that collect the shoes at the end, you know, whatever we set our time limit as, to figure out the transportation of the shoes. That would be the biggest logistics situation, and I need to get them behind it and figure out, you know, together as a team how we accomplish
it
that.
It could also possibly be helpful because I know some truck drivers are over the road, and if they were to run empty to Florida, that could be a big, tremendous help.
That would be amazing. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
My condo's too small to have the drop-off, Nora, at my house.
Oh, no, my garage is big enough for a drop-off.
Oh,
the only thing is just organizing to do it, you
right.
know, which
yeah.
wouldn't take, you know.
So then, did I put
I'm not sure what it takes.
Did I put this challenge out to everybody? So what we're going to do is we'll let Annie get all the information. Then we'll have another powwow. You guys can, Annie, if you can get the information by Thursday or next Tuesday, because you have, right now you have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
seven more shows before the finale.
Right, but as far as having the information to do a new one with multiple states, I can't have that information.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying, but we have seven more shows, which I told KO about. We have seven more shows that we can just keep pumping this out and see what happens.
Yeah. If we can certainly grab up as much as we can locally and continue to focus here where we our core place, we can't lose, but this certainly opens the floodgates for the potential, again, helping locally, keeping shoes out of our landfills and, you know, environmentally cleaning things up that way. Getting garbage and stuff out of our landfills is really important. People don't think about what we create that's just a big mess for us. But then also... this opens the doors for us to be able to do something very worthwhile on a completely different level that we can work on, say, you know, maybe after Thanksgiving, Annie and I can sit down and really navigate a concept, you know, navigate through a concept that we can work on and find a crew that we can table the idea with and reach out. I mean, we have the capability. Certainly this radio show has proven its valor and worth to you know, to help this cause. And you know, when I pack these shoes up that my neighbors leave on my porch, I look at each pair and think, who's going to end up with these shoes? Is this going to be, you know, is this an elderly man that doesn't have any shoes at all, with, you know, and how will this help his feet, you know? Or whose feet are sore and cracked and bleeding that these shoes will benefit? And I, you know, I think deeply on each face that goes to each pair of shoes. So when this morning my dry cleaner called me up and said, hey, we've got shoes, come get the shoes. And so I drove to my dry cleaner and I picked up one pair. You know, and I was thrilled to get it, and I looked at it, and they were a beautiful pair of tennis shoes, practically brand new, and the first thing I thought of is, where's the other 19 pair, you know? But upon getting in my car, I realized those are probably going to be special shoes that somebody's going to truly benefit and love. And I believe they came from a college professor.
You know, KO, we have Rebecca in Texas, and
hi, kid girl.
Yeah, I think she's gonna be Acumen Performance just joined us, and I think she's gonna be collecting some shoes for you too.
That's our kid girl.
Mhm.
That Rebecca's a one-woman army. That's a woman you want on your team, right there. That lady, she's quite some woman.
She's mailing them to you, and she's waving at you.
Aww. Oh. I feel...
Go ahead.
She says she's in.
Oh, she's in. Excellent. Of course, Rebecca. I'm honored to work with you on any level, as you know. And thank you for the Last Supper.
And then
I had the chance to meet her last week when... she was out and about, and it just didn't work out. It just didn't work out. So I hope the next time she comes, I get to meet her earlier.
Yeah, she's quite a lady and very talented. Not only is she brilliantly smart, she's intelligent, she's adorable, beautiful lady with a lot of moxie.
Oh, yeah.
So, like I say, that's a woman you want to have on your team right there. Oh, yeah. Well, see, and as we speak, it grows. So we may definitely need to reach out to this. We're going to have to reach out to this gentleman with the Florida-based company and really roundtable something, because you know, this is something that we have. I just threw out on the table, and I looked at my husband and said, "Look, I'm going to be gathering shoes. I'm going to be putting, you know, I don't know, 1,000 bags of shoes in this empty unit next to our motorcycle shop." Yeah, okay. KO, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, honey. You know, and he walked away, you know, because he's busy. You know, he's still filming season 6 right now, and his mind is wrapped around scripts and you know, what he has to do for the show. And I'm just a busy bee getting shoes. So
there you go.
He comes home. Why are there 17 bags of shoes on the front porch?
Annie, was your caller calling from 512?
Yeah, that's Acumen. That's Scott, the Navy SEAL.
Oh,
hello, Scott.
How
are you?
I'm having a good time.
There you go.
Any time with Annie is a good time.
That's actually Scott from Acumen Performance Group. They're the guys that worked with the Pittsburgh Pirates before this baseball season.
Yes, yes, ma'am. We worked with a number of teams, Northwestern and collegiate level, Olympic teams. We have a good time essentially strengthening heads, aligning hearts, and kicking them in the keister and sending them forth to do great things.
That's kind of what the Navy SEALs do, so I guess that's, you know, what you want them to do anyway. But
oh,
I figured
absolutely.
If you had any Navy SEAL questions, that would be your go-to guy.
Well, if anybody has any questions for Scott, we can start from the top here. Nora?
Are you a part of the project, or are you coming in to help?
I am a friend of Annie's, and I help her project and many, many others. It's fun. After I took a step away from active duty almost 4 years ago, it's been a really good time being able to integrate with the real world and so to speak, and help out so many wonderful causes. And Annie's can't speak more highly of her and all the efforts that she does for veterans and much more beyond that, of course. So
right. And how many tours did you do?
Oh. Never ends, really. I did 21 years in the teams, and I had the pleasure of. First of all, I'm a giant blonde guy, 6'4", and I learned Arabic after my first tour in the Middle East for the Gulf War. So since I blended in so well, I spent half my career roaming around out there.
Okay, and you didn't come back with like a PTSD or?
Yeah, we come back occasionally. Lots of deployments. And then when they're not deployed, you're training, I guess in the teams you average maybe a month or two home a year
right.
on average, unless you luck out and get a short billet for a little bit for a family and whatnot. It's not an easy life, but it's something that obviously we're very passionate about.
Right.
We love every minute of it, but, you know, when you get a wife and kids, it gets pretty hard on your family.
That's I know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Scott.
Yes, sir.
Let me take my hat off to you.
Ma'am.
To all you Navy SEALs. You have pulled us out of a lot of tough spots for this country. Thank you again so much.
Well, it's an honor and pleasure to serve like everyone in the military and everything we do out there, it's a huge team effort. Everyone is so professional everywhere we go. From be it at the point of the spear or the one holding the spear up, I mean, we can't do it without everybody's effort. So, for everyone, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, nobody can thank you enough for everything, for all the men and women that have served. But what brings me close to this subject that the ladies are doing that your involvement is as well. I had a stepdad that served, but that was in Vietnam, and had later years down the line committed suicide. So certain things when it comes to military aspect, when the warriors, that kind of thing, I like to do what I can because I saw what he came home to, how he became back into society from being overseas. And that holds a closer place to my heart, you know.
No, it's tough so on so many, regardless of the experiences of the individuals trying to integrate, reintegrate and transition from a life like none other in the military into a civilian role, it's tough. You know, everyone's focusing on the service members, and thank you for that. But it is so awesome, the amount of support that we see in the civilian world to help with that transition, help members in need. That's a whole other type of service that is
which
it's honorable and fantastic.
Which I do on a daily basis. This is Philip. I'm one of the hosts of the show. But after my tours in the Marine Corps, and then I had a chance to sit behind a desk and work on a computer, or go down in. I'm actually a pipe welder, iron worker, or actually go down and work on the Navy ships. So when I see him leave, I know that I did my job in their back.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so tough right now for so many of the service members downrange. The level of support from the civilian world, fantastic. I'm sure you guys have touched on the politics of the situations in D.C. You know, I would love to get my hands on all of them up there and teach them, you know, how to be a team and, you know, everything we do with Ackman Performance Group. You know, I think they've...
Can I hold your hand while we do that in Washington?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, no, seriously, I'll be right there with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Key things that allow
the
team to succeed. They seem to have forgotten that up there.
Yeah, they
certainly have. It's who's going to outdo who, and you know something? They're not thinking about us. You know, we put them there, and we can take
absolutely.
Them out. And we can take them out.
Meningitis, as I call it. But anyway, enough of the politics, I guess. There never will be enough.
Right. Hermes, did you have any questions?
Back to Annie. What else can we do to help Annie out and all of your efforts out?
Shoes. I think one thing that I want to kind of mention just on a subtle but educational moment, I don't know, we're not really, it's not about Annie, but one thing that, just so that everybody understands that it's not about Annie, but I've been, people wouldn't call it a blessing, but I've been blessed with PTS, TBI, and I'm a brain tumor survivor, and I've never served. It's all civilian stuff. I've had 6 concussions with whiplash, and I'm actually having surgery next month as a result of a lot of that. So a lot of the time I spend with our combat wounded and combat injured is because of what I've gone through has kind of equipped my toolbox to be able to relate with a lot of them. And because of what I go through on a daily basis with my team of physicians and everybody up at USC Medical Center. And one thing that I'll share is a lot of our guys and gals that are currently being treated and currently dealing with PTS and stuff, it's back when I was injured and was diagnosed with PTS, back then they were calling it post-traumatic stress syndrome. And now they've evolved it to post-traumatic stress disorder. And if we could just stop using the S or the D and just call it PTS, it's not a disorder and it's not a syndrome. It's post-traumatic stress, and it doesn't just affect the military. It affects, you know, rape victims have post-traumatic stress. Severe car accident people have post-traumatic stress. Burn victims from all different kinds. It's stress resulted from a traumatic incident in your life. I was a flight attendant, and I got beat up by passengers on the plane in the air, and they broke my back. And so I had post-traumatic stress from that incident. So there's all different kinds of post-traumatic stress out there. And if we start understanding that it doesn't just happen to our troops, and it doesn't just happen to our veterans, and there's all different ways it affects people, and there are ways you can embrace it, and there are ways you can heal from it. It's not a life sentence. But you don't just throw drugs at it, you don't just throw alcohol at it, and you don't just walk away from people and treat them like a freak show because of it. That's one thing that we need to help educate just everybody on and start the conversation with, because we're losing 22 plus a day
veterans to suicide. That's that we can count. And the VA system is broken on it. So that's one thing. And the other thing is the term wounded warrior. It's so overused that a lot of our guys and gals that are being treated right now are kind of walking away from that term. They're feeling like they're being labeled with it. And so we at American Soldier Network try to use the term combat wounded and combat injured, because sometimes people get branded and they don't want to be branded with that term. So as a compassionate and an empathetic way to help heal everybody is, instead of, there's a lot of groups out there that'll grab names and exploit things that aren't really doing good by our troops, and there's no way of really filtering through all of them, and there's some that are doing phenomenal work for them. And since we don't know who's, you know, we don't always know who's doing the right stuff and who's not, if we can all just try to ease through the vocabulary of everything and support them the best we can, sometimes just learning the best way to talk about things, to be more empathetic and caring and embrace them, it helps just in the process to help them, you know, not be so, feel like they're like a petting zoo.
Absolutely. Hermes, did you have any questions for Scott?
I'd like to thank Scott for his service, and I mean that, Scott, from the bottom of my heart. I over here on the East Coast, I cover events for veterans, whether they're combat veterans or just veterans of peacetime. I cover an awful lot of events for them, videotaping and providing them with the copies of. Interesting little piece you might find interesting if you go to, if you ever feel like you want to check out a couple of rinky-dinky videos. I have a YouTube thing there. If you go to youtube.com/MassYankFan, because I'm a Yankee fan, MassYankFan, there's a few videos there. One of the most recent ones that you'll find is a Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism. In that, embedded, it's like a 10-minute video. It won't take up your day. But in there, there's a fellow that I know that's a veteran that put together an organization on this side, on the East Coast. They probably have them on the West Coast by now, but I believe it started over in Colorado, I want to say, where what they do is they put up veterans returning home from the different wars. They're not conflicts, they're wars, and even in peacetime veterans. And they provide them with getaways, weekend, 4 or 5 day getaways with their families. They provide all the food. They provide the everything. It doesn't cost the veteran a dime. In that video, you'll hear from that gentleman, and it's a great organization. Just, you know, there's a lot of them that are great organizations, but I think you'd find that little piece in there because there's a motorcycle club by the name of the Vietnam Vets Motorcycle Club, and they were one of the big sponsors of this event. I think you'd find that video very interesting. But again, Scott, when I say this, I mean this. I thank you. It's because of people like yourself and Philip and others that people like myself get to do the things that I do. And I'm not blowing smoke up anybody's ass here. I do a radio show, and Philip will tell you, and I have a website, and I put it out there. And I put it out there for the world to see how I feel about my country, how I feel about this facade of a president that we have. I put it out there. And I can do that because of people like yourselves that stand up and make sure that this country, we have a way of life that is not found anywhere on this planet because of people like yourselves, because of the guys from World War II and the Vietnam War and all the other ones. And we're losing sight of the fact in this country that we have the best country in the world and the best way of life, and we're sitting idly by as people from some godforsaken desert
tell us how to run our lives here, and I'm very concerned about that. But I thank you for your service, absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for sharing.
Touché.
Another worthy cause. That's the big thing that I love. With all the traveling I do, every community has opportunities to serve so many service members, people in need in general, and it's amazing. And the more well connected we are to help find the issues that need scratching and take care of them, it's awesome.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you here. Philip, I got to commend you on your show tonight. I check in on occasion periodically, and you know that. I can't get to your show as often as I'd like to get to your show because I'm running around like a chicken without a head over here. But you have Class A guests on your show, as a rule. But tonight, I got to tell you, Philip, you got a house full of Class A guests that I'm very, very proud to be a part of this show, just to sit and listen. Top shelf guest tonight, my friend. Thank you for having these people on. This is exciting. I would have been gone by now. I put something that I had to do off to sit here and listen because I like what I'm hearing. And thank you, brother.
Thank you. I can't do this without the people. I can't do this without the networking that I do. Being a vet being a Marine and a vet, which I'll always be a Marine, but every day when I go to work, I have a positive attitude because I know I'm going to accomplish something that's going to keep somebody out of harm's way.
Cool. Awesome. So listen, let me just, for your guests, all right, that if you're having, you want to have some fun, you want to laugh, you can laugh. I mean, if you just go over to that YouTube page that I told you about, I've only got like 40, 44 videos on here. I'm just a guy with a camera that's an outspoken American. And I got that right because of people that they've given me that right as an American. They've fought. People have given their lives. People have lost limbs for our rights, all of us, our rights. And I'm concerned about the direction this country is headed in, and at a rapid pace, I might add. But also check out the website, sevenhawksmedia.com. I got to plug it because you might like what you read there. You just might enjoy what you read there. There's a young lady on the show here that was talking about her husband's motorcycle building shop. You might know some of the people in some of those videos on that page. You know, I encourage you to check it out because, you know, with Philip's show, the show that I put together, we reach a few million people every week, and it's pretty awesome. I mean, that's awesome stuff. And people like Phil and I, by the way, if we listen to the status quo and the people that really think they run things in this country, we shouldn't be on the air because we have opinions, and we're Americans that are not afraid to share our opinion about what the hell's going on. And they're really trying to stop that message. They're trying to just shut us down and shut us up. And I got to commend you, Philip, because you're one of the few that I know left, that I know of, besides myself, that stand there and we do it no matter what, regardless. And I've had many people tell me, aren't you concerned that they're going to come and arrest you, you know,
for what?
Because of your opinions? And I tell them, you know what? If they want to arrest me because I'm an American and I use my constitutional rights to express my whatever I want to express about my government, then so be it.
The only thing I could say, Annie, is you're more than welcome to come back Thursday. We're running a little over into the archive now. It's recording. We're still on the air to the people that are here. But
Catherine actually had to get off because she had to go help Rusty with something. And this Thursday, I'm going to be at the Ducks home opener against the New York Rangers.
No worries.
So this Thursday,
you have the next six Tuesdays and Thursdays. And okay. The mic's open for you.
Thank you, my love. Give me your don't forget to get me your email stuff. And Scott, thanks for coming on, buddy.
And Scott, you're more than welcome to come back at any time if you just want to sound off, or, you know, we do this show.
Right.
I don't have any sponsors. My partner and I, we had sponsors, and they kind of took us off the air because we talked about overthrowing communist China and North Korea, and the lawyers really didn't like that. So, sorry, I can tell you
so
down the
funny,
road.
How that works.
Yeah.
Ask
me, well, how do you guys...
And
yeah, people got...
Party on the 27th, we will have some Navy SEALs, and we will have some soldiers, and we will have some Marines. We will have our troops there with us on the American Soldier Network side of the house, and I'm sure there'll be some special guests that are, you know, the Hollywood type will be showing up to give their support too, because we've been blessed with some very wonderful people that support American Soldier Network. So everybody come out and see us on the 27th at Rusty's Shop, and bring your shoes.
Okay.
All right.
God, I have this number here. Is that a good number to get a hold of you?
Yeah.
Okay. And, I'd like to thank everybody. And, Annie, I'll get you that information if Kayla doesn't get it to you first. And talk to everybody soon. But once again, I can't do this show without you.
And,
oh, you have 100%. Trust me.
Thank you, everybody. And for all the veterans listening, thank you again for all of your service. We truly appreciate you.
Yeah, what happens with this is a lot of people can't. This show usually has anywhere from 75,000 to 100,000 hits on the archive during the week after we do the show. So the message is going to get out there, and I appreciate everybody tuning in, and I'll see you guys Thursday.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.